Welcome to your weekly briefing for the week ahead, Monday the 4th to Sunday the 10th of August 2025. It's a diverse and dynamic week across Spain, the UK and Europe, with global diplomacy, legal proceedings, economic policy and summer events, all commanding attention. We begin in the United Kingdom. The week starts with the final day of the fifth cricket test match between England and India on Monday. On Tuesday, the UN Global Plastics Treaty discussions get underway, and footballer Thomas Partey is due to make his first court appearance on rape charges. That same day, Scottish exam results are released, and the 100 cricket series begins. Wednesday marks the 80th anniversary of the Hiroshima bombing observed across multiple nations. The BBC airs the final MasterChef series, with longtime hosts Greg Wallace and John Tarrod stepping away. In business, Banco Sabadell holds its EGM regarding the sale of TSB, and the ANESR publishes its quarterly economic forecast. Thursday is packed. The Bank of England announces its interest rate decision, accompanied by the monetary policy report. New US tariffs on foreign goods also take effect, while the UK launches its seventh contracts for difference round, inviting bids in the clean energy sector. Meanwhile, the Ofcom deadline for online providers to submit child risk assessments also arrives. On Friday, Donald Trump's deadline for Russia to agree terms with Ukraine comes into effect, raising diplomatic tension. And in the UK, the EFL Championship football season begins. Saturday features Palestine Action Solidarity protests expected in London and commemorations marking 80 years since the Nagasaki bombing. Large events, including the Apprentice Boys Parade in Derry and the London Triathlon, will draw both crowds and traffic. The week wraps up on Sunday with the FA Community Shield as Liverpool face Crystal Palace to open the domestic football calendar, turning to Spain and the European agenda. Labour unrest continues to develop in the Balearic